CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Hey folks, Joey Cass here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We are broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we're doing an hour of music for you, and hey, it is a goth beat episode where I play the best in everything post-punk, industrial, dark wave, and spooky. And it's not just your regular goth beat episode, but it is a verboten 2024 themed goth beat episode. The city's Dark Wave Festival is coming back for May 12th and 14th of this year. And on today's show, I'm going to be focusing on the Canadian acts that are going to be making an appearance at the festival. And what better way to kick off today's show than with some Total Chroma. That is a project by Isku Katterwal, who happens to be the person who dreamt up the festival. And it's really cool to see how it's gone from a two-night event at the Red Gate to three whole days across the city at multiple venues. Anyways, the Total Chroma track that we're going to be playing for you is Mouth off of his latest album, Lapland. And following that, we're going to be playing a track from In Mirrors. The song is called Berlin. Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, and we're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we are doing a goth beat episode. We're playing the best in Vancouver and the areas, and maybe even a little bit beyond. All Canadian, though, dark music scene, and all the artists that we're going to be playing on today's show, except for the very last tune, we'll get to those later. They're all playing at this year's Forboden Music Festival, happening May 12th to 14th. You can find out more about the festival at verbodenfestival.com. And full disclosure, I do media, generally volunteered. I get a free shirt once in a while from the festival, but it's a scene that that's near and dear to my heart, and I'm always happy to help out with that music scene specifically, because I guess I'm still a spooky kid at heart. Anyways, up next, all the way from Winnipeg, we got some Viva Non with Cruel Threat, and following that is some of Vancouver's own Dollhead with House of Mirrors from their latest full-length release, Sunshine and Rainbows.
Thank you. is Bird Note. Rita McMahon started New York City's only wild bird rehab center in her apartment in 2005. But after years of hard work, she needed a better location.
In 2012, we opened our storefront in a lovely landmark building, and I got to move out the 60 birds that were in my apartment on my husband's birthday. It was a nice present.
The Wild Bird Fund has grown to see more than 7,000 birds each year. They see lots of pigeons, a lot of birds for lead poisoning, but during migration season, there's one common culprit.
Right now, the great majority are from the window collisions. Like last weekend on Saturday, 26 in one day. That's a lot.
Most birds don't survive the impact with glass in the first place. If they do make it, many have concussions or broken bones. Only about a third of the birds brought to the Wild Bird Fund for window collisions survive.
So when it comes to us, we see our job as really what we're doing is hospice. Stop the suffering, make the end as comfortable as possible.
Saving birds from this unhappy end requires rethinking the way we design buildings. And New York City is on the cutting edge of that challenge. This past December, the New York City Council passed legislation that will require builders to use at least 90% bird-safe materials for the bottom 75 feet of a building. That's where the vast majority of collisions occur. Maybe in the future, Rita will see fewer birds at her rehab center. For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern.
Hey folks, Joey Cass here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, and we're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we're doing a goth beat episode of Oh No Radio. We're playing the best in Vancouver and beyond's goth and dark music scene, and all the artists that we're playing on today's show are going to be playing at the Verboten Music Festival happening this May 12th to 14th. The last two artists that we played were Viva Non with Cruel Threat, and that band comes all the way from Winnipeg. And following that was some Dollhead from House of Mirrors, or sorry, the song is House of Mirrors from their latest full-length release, Sunshine and Rainbows. Up next, we're going to be going a little more post-punk for you. We got some Wants with Divine Promise from the Wants EP. Following that is some brand new Spectres Chain Reaction from their upcoming album Presence. That one's going to be coming out on March 15th through Artifact Records. And after that is some Girlfriends and Boyfriends. Their track is that I'm going to be playing is Memento Mori from their last album, Fallacy of Fairness.